Welcome to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next hour, we'll be featuring some Motown artists that had a top 40 song after they left the Motown record label. This half hour, we'll hear from Diana Ross, Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell together, Stevie Wonder, Michael Jackson, Martha and the Vandellas, The Commodores, Gladys Knight and the Pips, Jim the Temptations. All coming up during the next half hour as we feature some Motown artists that had a top 40 song after they left the Motown record label.
Sunrise to sunset. Listening to Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Motown memory from Stevie Wonder, Higher Ground, and then reached number 4 in the United States Billboard Pop Charts in 1973. Before that, Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell together in California Soul. It only reached number 56 on the Pop Charts in 1970. It was the B-side of the 45. The A-side of the 45 was called The Onion Song, which reached 50. So both songs split in the Billboard Top Charts. And we started with Diana Ross on the RCA record label in Mirror Mirror, number 8 from 1982. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon. For this hour, we're featuring 6 Motown artists that had a top 40 song after they left the Motown record label. Well, coming up, a great song from Michael Jackson on the Epic record label, Don't Stop Till You Get Enough. Well, Don't Stop Till You Get Enough was written and recorded by Michael Jackson, and it was released on the Epic record label on July 28, 1979, and it was the first track off of his album entitled Off the Wall, his 5th studio album. It was his first solo recording over which Jackson had creative control. Well, Don't Stop Till You Get Enough was Michael's first single to hit number one in the United States in 7 years, and his first solo number one on the soul singles charts. It remained at number one for 6 weeks on the Billboard Soul charts, and the song was a worldwide success. Within a few months of its release, the 45 was certified gold and eventually earned a platinum certification for sales in excess of 2 million U.S. copies. Well, Don't Stop Till You Get Enough won Michael his first solo Grammy and American Music Awards, and it's considered to be the first song to showcase Michael's talents as a soul artist, both as a singer and a songwriter. Well, here is Michael with Don't Stop Till You Get Enough right here on Motown Remembers.
Just rising up.
Commodores with Lady You Bring Me Up, and then reached number 8 in United States Billboard Pop Charts from 1981. Before that, Martha with the Vandellas and Love Bug Leave My Heart Alone reached number 25 from 1967. And we start with Michael Jackson and Don't Stop Till You Get Enough, number 1 on the Epic record label from 1979. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon, and for this hour, we're featuring some Motown artists that had a top 40 song after left the Motown record label. Well, here comes the third Stush artist this hour, Glasdyne and the Pips with Best Thing That Ever Happened to Me on the Buddha record label, right here on Motown Memories.
Should ever ride my life's Sad sights, never-ending sleepless nights, have been accepted as an everyday thing. Wiretapping, kidnapping,
will the Russians push the button?
I tell you, people have thoughts and values have got to change. It's saying, love is the strongest force on this earth. But to me, peace among people surpasses love in words. People, jobs don't come no bigger than the one we got to do. If we don't give peace a chance, what do you think is gonna happen to me and you?
Think about it.
That's why I'm reaching out to be your friend. This unrest between races has got to come to an end. Don't let the color of my skin confuse you. I swear on a stack of Bible, I won't misuse you. So put your hand in mine. We're gonna form a human chain, mightier than a hurricane. And walk this land, hand in hand, day and night, black and white. We're gonna unite the world,
day and night.
Come on and sing it, sing it, sing it,
black,
sing
it, sing it.
We got to unite
the world.
Come on.
Temptations with Unite the World, and they reached number 33 in the United States Billboard Pop Charts from 1970. And we started with Glass Eye and the Pips and Best Thing That Ever Happened to Me, number 3 from 1974 on the Buddha record label. With that power, we featured three Motown artists that had a top 40 song after they left the Motown record label. Coming up after the break, we'll hear from another three such artists, so keep it right here on Motown Memphis.